Page 12. Exercise 5. Fashion Developments. Part C. Listen again. Write the items of clothing or accessories you hear for each of the looks below. 1. Mark.
Well, back in my high school days, in the early 90s, I was really into rock and alternative music. I saw the band Nirvana, and they were totally awesome. After that, I started to do the grunge thing, ripped jeans, checked flannel shirts, and a wool cap. But grunge didn't really stay popular very long, and after a couple of years, I got into rap and hip-hop. It was really the rap artists who finally inspired me to wear baggy jeans, oversized t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and, of course, my baseball cap. You know, a more urban style. Yeah, I think it was in the mid-90s when I went to my first hip-hop concert. After that, I completely gave up my grunge style.
2. Shelby.
Growing up, my mom always dressed me in very conservative clothes. I never had a problem with it until, I think when I started high school. Right around that time, I began to feel that my clothes were really boring and stuffy. I started asking my mom to buy me more stylish things, but she always said no. It was so frustrating. Well, when I was old enough, I finally bought the clothes I liked, and I went for a total goth look. I wore long black dresses, heavy black boots, dark makeup. My mother really hated it, but I guess I wanted to make a statement. Now that I'm in college, I just wear comfortable, fun clothes. Mostly long, flowing floral skirts and dresses, and long tunics. I guess you would call it the bohemian look.
3. Carlos.
Well, I was really into sports in high school, and I was always wearing sweatpants, a jogging suit, or jerseys with numbers on them. I didn't have much time for fashion. I guess I had a sporty look. But nowadays, you'll almost always see me in light-colored slacks, a nice polo shirt, and maybe a sweater when it's cold. A lot of people call it the preppy look. I don't see any need to change it. It worked for me in college, and it works for me now. It's a classic look. Naturally, I'll put on something formal if I'm going to a wedding or a special event. And when I plan to do something athletic, then, of course, I wear sports clothes.